One Man's Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Clifford and Mother Barber in the library.
Elwood Giddings. Maybe it's a name. He even got off to a bad start.
People can't help what their parents name them.
Mama, really good Joe eventually gets a nickname. I knew a kid once named Lou Ellen. By the time he was in the second grade, he picked up a new name with his fist. After that, they called him Pete.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, if hay fever is spoiling this holiday for you, right now is the time to consider Tabsin and its benefits. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine. It is a combination of ingredients that offers more relief. Yes, Tabsin does contain an effective antihistamine that can give fast relief from the sniffles, the sneezes, the discomfort in the eyes and nose, but it does even more than this. Tabsin also provides an effective pain reliever for the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. And here's another point. Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow, and it leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So, for cold misery, for the discomforts of hay fever, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 1, Book 78. Teddy Barber, Paul's adopted daughter, has been away from home for 4 years now, serving as an army nurse with the American forces abroad. A few minutes ago, on this pleasant September afternoon, a cablegram addressed to Paul was delivered at the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco. We find Clifford at the telephone in the library talking to Claudia at the Sky Ranch.
Okay, Claudia, have Paul call me when he comes in, huh? The cablegram comes from Teddy. Naturally, I didn't open it. Yeah, man of honor, that's me. I only held it up to the light. No, I couldn't read it. Okay, I'll be right here. Huh? No, just Mom and me. Dad's out driving. Oh, sure, he's fine. You'd never know he'd had an operation.
Is that Paul, Clifford?
Wait a minute. Mom just came in. Oh, sure. Yeah, Todd wants to speak to you, Mom.
Claudia, how are you all? Oh, we're all gradually recovering from your father's operation.
Nicely put.
Why, drive just as well as you ever did. Oh, there's a man here from Wisconsin. He's never been west before, and your father likes him very much. What? I can't seem to hear you so well, Claudia. Here, you talk to her, Clifford. Give everybody my love. Here, Clifford, you take it. I only hear half of it.
Yeah. Hi, Claude. Hmm? Dad? Oh, he's out with Elwood Giddings. Elwood, yeah. Yeah, the ex-army dentist. Teddy's big moment. Oh, stopping at a hotel. Yeah, I came to see us the other day. We had him for dinner. Oh, he's all right. Good guy, I guess. Probably looked pretty good to Teddy in his uniform, but he's tweety now.
Clifford.
What's that, Clark? Oh, Dad fell for him like a ton of brick. Oh, yeah, good, solid citizen.
Clifford.
Yeah, all right, Clark. Tell Paul there's a cablegram for him and have him call me when he comes in, huh? Yeah, okay, bye. Well, she says Paul went up to the ridge with Nick. Hey, what's a dirty look, Bob? What's all this?
That isn't like you, Clifford.
What?
You prejudiced Claudia against Mr. Giddings, and that isn't fair.
Oh, no, I didn't. I only said...
You said altogether too much. I didn't know you disliked him.
Oh, Mom, it isn't fair. But if you must know, Giddings was kind of a letdown to me. What was it Teddy called him? A dashing army captain? I thought he'd be an interesting guy. He could tell us something about Germany and the Russians and all that stuff. Apparently he didn't see anything over there but bicuspids and molars. Didn't look at the scenery, just gazed at people's teeth.
That simply isn't fair, Clifford. No, sir. If Teddy likes him, I'll try to like him.
Mommy's just the guy she pals around with. Ships passing in the night. Then he gets here to San Francisco and presumes on an acquaintance. I bet Teddy doesn't know he popped in on it.
Well, I thought he was quite nice. Really.
Elwood. Elwood Giddings. Well, maybe it's a name. He kind of got off to a bad start, maybe.
People can't help what their parents name them.
Mom, the point is they can. A really good Joe, by the time he's 35, surely, he's picked up a nickname somewhere. I knew a kid once named Lou Ellen. Imagine that. Lou Ellen. By the time he was in the second grade, he got a new name with his fist. It was Pete.
Clifford.
That's right. Of course, I don't like the guy dropping in here in the first place, but if he'd come in and said, I'm Butch Giddings, I don't know. Maybe that'd be better somehow. Oh, that's Paul, I guess. Hello? Oh, hi, Paul. Yeah, I got it right here, cablegram. Oh, just a second. Came in just a few minutes ago. Yeah, it's from Teddy. Hey, boy, news. He's got to leave. It says, 6 weeks leave, stop, home Friday, hooray, Teddy.
Oh, good. Isn't that fine?
He must be fine.
Tell him I'll have a room all fixed up tomorrow.
Mom's here. She... What? Well, that's what she just said.
We'll do a real house cleaning job up there.
Yeah, okay, Paul. Yeah, I'll tell her. So long, fella. Oh, hey, great news. Be nice to see the gal. He says he'll drive down tomorrow and fix up the room himself. Got some of his stuff in there.
Honey! Oh, honey!
Yes, Henry, we're here in the library.
Hey, I've got a surprise for you, Fanny. Come right in, Elwood. Is Clifford here?
Did he say Elwood?
Clifford!
What is it, Henry?
Tell him to come here and help with Elwood's bags and luggage.
What?
Hello, Clifford. Yeah, good afternoon, Mrs. Barber.
Why, Captain Gideon.
Not Captain now. I'm out of the Army, you know. How are you, ma'am?
Well, isn't this a nice surprise, eh, Fanny? I saw Elwood's room at the flea trap of a hotel, the little hot box on an alley. Well, that's no place for a friend of Teddy's. He's going to spend the rest of his stay right here in Cordia's old room.
I do hope it's not an imposition.
Well, there is no imposition at all. We're delighted to have you, aren't we, Fanny? Yes, yes. Nonsense for a friend of Teddy's to live downtown in a commercial hotel when this big old house is half empty. Isn't that right, Fanny? Here, Clifford. Take his bags.
Oh, no, don't you bother, Clifford. I'll take him up. I don't want to be any
just,
trouble.
Just three bags, Elwood?
No, he has two more in the car, Clifford. And his trunk. You know what I found out from this young man, Fanny?
I can't imagine.
He's thinking of locating in California.
Yes, I've always dreamed of living in the West, Mrs. Barber.
Go West, young man, go West. We'll get him settled down on a fine location, won't we, Phil?
Yeah, sure. Right now, we'll locate him up in Claudia's room, is that it?
Here. Now, you're not going to carry up my luggage.
Oh, I got him. Come on up, Elwood. I'll show you our corner suite.
Well, you've all been most cordial. I've read of Western hospitality, but, well, I never expected it to be quite like this.
You go with Clifford, Captain, Mr. Giddings. There are no seats on that bed.
Oh, I'll put the seats on if you'll just show me where they are. I don't want to be any trouble at all, Mrs. Barber, please.
Come on up, Elwood, and I'll show you where the seats are.
Here, you go along, my boy. Wash up if you like. Get settled. And Clifford will bring your other bags in, and Mr. Gans will help Clifford with the trunk. And then we'll have a fine dinner, won't we, Fanny, eh? What do we have?
We'll work out something.
Yeah, go along now, my boy. Clifford will show you where everything is. Take good care of him, Clifford.
I just hope I don't cause a lot of trouble, that's all.
Johnson, we've always been a big family, Elwood. Always had a lot of people around. See you in a little while. Yeah, the fine boy. Like him very much.
Henry, come here in the library. Come along, Henry.
Enthusiastic about San Francisco. Like everything they suited. Lysacker Zoo and the Presidio.
Close the door.
I told him I thought that he could locate it right here. In. Why do you want me to close the door?
Because I want to talk to you, Henry.
Now, don't tell me that this is going to be too much work for Mrs. Kettleman, Fanny. Won't do her any harm to extend herself a little, paid every blessed week, and there are times when she lets you do it all.
That's just the point. Henry, why did you do this?
Well, surely you like the boy.
It doesn't matter whether I like him or not. Why did you do it?
Well, I had my reasons.
What were they?
He's a fine, upstanding, go-getting young man. A good example to have around here. Worked his way through dental school. Likes to work, loves to work. Ambitious.
Clifford doesn't like him.
Huh? Well, he could learn to like him. That's the type of young man I want Clifford to emulate.
And I don't think I like him either.
Me?
If you were any sort of a person, even if you had lost your mind, Henry, if you had any thought of a discerning person, he wouldn't have come.
Well, Fanny, I urged him. It was my idea. I had to beg him to come. He didn't want to. He was terribly afraid he'd cause a bother. Well, you heard how many times out there he said he was afraid he'd be a bother.
Then why did he come?
Now, Fanny, there's a good reason. You take my word for it. There's a good, sound, admirable reason why the boy... succumb to my urging.
What was it?
I can't tell you, Henry. I'm on the bound not to breathe a word about it.
You don't keep secrets from me, Henry.
And I have to keep this one, Henry. The boy blurted it out himself. He didn't mean to say it. He could have bitten his tongue off. And I promised on my sacred word of honor that I wouldn't tell even you. No. And you mustn't try to guess what it is either, because that would put me in a very embarrassing position. I've always felt that a man's word was his bond. and the last thing in the world that I would do would be to break a solemn promise. Well, you know that. I can only say that if you knew the reason, Sandy, and understood the relationship between Elwood and Teddy, and that he himself is under a sacred obligation to allow Teddy to do any announcing that's to be done.
Why, they're engaged.
Huh?
Teddy's engaged to
him. Did I say that? Now, Fanny, you've guessed. I demand a pledge from you right now. Your solemn word, Fanny. Don't breathe it to a soul that Elwood and Teddy are engaged.
Oh, Henry. Oh, this is altogether different. Oh, dear, I must go up and put those sheets on.
And if there isn't enough dinner, send Clifford out for something. Let's make Elwood feel at home.
Paul will be back in a moment with further development. Remember this, friends. For fast, dependable relief from the misery of hay fever or a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is more than just another antihistaminic tablet. Tabsin does more for you. First, Tabsin provides the benefits of approved antihistamine that relieves the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. Yes, Tabsin does this, but it does even more. Tabsin offers fast relief from the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. That's more complete relief. And further, Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet that's easy to swallow and leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So, for the misery of hay fever or a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Get Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablet in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
Cliff phoned me here at the Sky Ranch a few minutes ago to say that Dad had moved Elwood Giddings into Claudia's old room at home. I gather Cliff has taken a dislike to Elwood. That's odd, because Cliff is a very amiable chap by nature. I'm a little disturbed not only that Dad would invite him on such short acquaintance, but that he'd be so apparently insensitive as to accept. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Mothers, have you tried Bactine? Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, is the ideal household antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When the children complain of cuts, scratches, scraped knees, or elbows, help prevent infection with Bactine. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic, yet gentle. Bactine does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptic, does not stain skin or clothing, has a clean, fresh odor. There is nothing exactly like Bactine. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Tomorrow, Chapter 2, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.